This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Right, let's set off from Tiny Stachovov on the base. And we're dealing with the din that the questions of when a Kohen duchens. And in the process, we're going to be understanding some really new insights into Mincha. Once again, I was asked from people listening to the internet version if we can try and limit the questions during the shiur because that interrupts the flow. They set a certain amount of time to get through the Gemara, and they would prefer to be asked both of the questions at the end. So unless it's something you need for clarification, make a note of the question, keep it in mind, and we'll deal with it at the end. So about four lines after the Mincha, the Mishnah on Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah has told us that the Kohanim duchen, and there are times when they duchen. There are times when they duchen at all davenings, which could mean shachris, musaf, mincha, and ne'ilah. Now, duchening means in Eretz Yisrael that's the minhag. They duchen whenever the halacha is that they duchen. We duchen only on Yom Tov, but it affects us. These halachas affect us also because of whether we say lekena berakeh avosena baruchena babrocha mishulishis and the chazor sashas. So in the cases of the times when, so for example, fast days, we say that, don't we? We say when we do Chazoros Hashatz, we say because on fast days, in Eretz Yisrael, the Kohen duchen. So although the Kohen doesn't duchen in, doesn't actually duchen in the slots, he does duchen in Eretz Yisrael, we say so that's the relevance of it to us. So whenever we talk about whether the Kohen duchens or not, don't get caught up in the fact that in Chutz Laaretz he doesn't duchen except on Yom Tov. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael as far as the duchening is concerned. So on, how many times, when does the Kohen, when do Kohen duchen in Eretz Yisrael? Every day. Every day. Every Chazor Shashat. What about a Shabbos?
Yes.
Twice. Shachris and Musaf. What about fast days?
Yes.
Shachris and Mincha. That's what they do. And the Mishnah says they do in every whenever there's a Chazor Shashat, they do Shachris, Mincha, Musaf, and Ne'ilah. Those are the times. Whenever there's a Chazor Shashat other than Ma'ariv, says the Mishnah, Beiduchen. That's not how we paskin, but that's what the Mishnah says. So, Omer Rab Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua. This is four lines after the Mishnah of Dachov Vov on the Beis. Omer Rab Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Zu Diver Rabbi Meir. This, that Kohanim Duchen every... I'm going to be working through the Gemara, the first 10 lines or so of Gemara, so we're just going to move through that. The part I want to really work is at the end. But we need some information to get there, so let's understand the Gemara there. So Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabbi Baravua, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is all Rabbi Meir. This is all Rabbi Meir. This is Chavav Amud Beis. No, this is Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Chavav Amud Beis. Here we are. Zu over and over and over. Zu did the Rabbi Meir. Aval Chachomim omrim, but the Chachomim say Shachris u'Musaf yesh bohem nesias kapayim. Shachris u'Musaf yuduchen. Minchu ne'ilah ein bohem nesias kapayim. So our second view is we must remember these different views. The Mishnah is whenever there's Chazoros Hashatz other than Ma'ariv, there's duchening. The view of the Chachomim is that's Rabbi Meir. The Chachomim say only Minchu and Musaf, not Minchu and not Minchu. And not Ne'ilah, and not Ne'ilah, say the Chachomim. Only Shachris and Musaf, not Mincha and Ne'ilah. A man Chachomim, Rabbi Yehudahi. And who's the Chachomim? That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Shachris and Musaf, Mincha and Ne'ilah, Chulon Yesh Benesias, Kapayim Divra Rabbi Meir, because we have a Bryce, that actually spells it out. Musaf and Mincha and Ne'ilah, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha and Ne'ilah, all of them have Duchening, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shachris and Musaf Yesh Bohem Nesias Kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda says Shachris and Musaf there is Nesias Kapayim. Minchu Neila Ein Bohem Nesias Kapayim, but not Minchu Neila. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says. So this is our third view. We've got Chachomim that Rabbi Meir says all davenings. Rabbi Yehuda says, sorry. Rabbi Yehuda yes. Rabbi Yehuda says only Shachris and Musaf. Rabbi Yossi the third view. Ne'ila yesh bo nesias kapayim, mincha ein bo nesias kapayim. Rabbi Yossi says, ne'ila yes mincha na. So he would say shachris mincha ne'ila, shachris musaf ne'ila, but not mincha. Which is the way we do it on Yom Kippur, isn't that so? We say elikena b'kavasem in all of those. But my kemifligi, Rabbi Meir sova kol yoma taima mai lepashi. What are the reasons for all of this? What Rabbi Meir holds, why do we not duchen every day? Kuniyada do mincha set mincha time on a normal day mincha. Why is there no duchen? Does anybody know the reason? Why don't we duchen mincha time in Eretz Yisrael? We do it for Shachris every day, and we say Lekena B'Lekei Avosenu every day, because whenever they duchen in Eretz Yisrael, we say Lekena B'Lekei Avosenu. Mincha time. What is the reason? The reason is a strange reason. Yes, Mishum Shikrus, exactly. Because we're afraid that they had a little wine at the table for lunch, and that puzzles them for duchening. The same as a kohen couldn't serve in the Beis Hamikdash if he had wine. So a kohen has had wine, can't duchen, so we don't have duchening at mincha time. It's interesting that we don't just say kohenim can't drink wine at mincha at lunchtime. That would be another way of just saying it. Kohenim are allowed to drink wine at mincha. We don't seem to say that. It seems to be natural that people drink wine. Well, so no duchening at mincha. Ha'idne leka shikrus, but on a fast day there's no shikrus. Fast day nobody's drinking. So on the fast day, that's why we duchen on mincha. It's not that a fast day mincha is a special thing, duchening. Not that. There should be duchening every mincha. The reason we don't duchen on mincha is in case they have something to drink. That doesn't apply on a fast day. So on a fast day we duchen. That's why we duchen. Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shachris umusuf techol yom elu shchiyach shachris. Shikrus, he goes with the Rabbon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shachris and musuf, there's no shikrus even during the year, not on Yom Kippur. People don't normally drink before Shachris or before Musaf. You're not allowed to have a meal. If you have a cup of coffee, you can have something that you need just to have the strength for davening. But it's not a time you sit and have a drink at that. You don't have a major meal with a drink that you don't do. Therefore, Shachris and Musaf, there's no reason not to. But Mincha and Ne'ila, the Chol Yom Shchicha Shikrus, but since every day there could be drunkenness at the time of Mincha and Ne'ila, Gozru Bohem Rabbonim, the Rabbonim said never at Mincha, not even on fast days. So that's the other view. Since normally you don't do it on a fast day. The first view is, since on a fast day, Shikrus doesn't apply to Mincha, they can duchen. The second view is, we make a gezeira. Since during the year it could apply, on a fast day we don't daven. That's the second view, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Sova, Mincha disa b'chol yom ha'gozru barabon. Rabbi Yossi says, there is a thing called Mincha all year. So even though it's not normal to drink before Mincha, we make a gezeira for Mincha as well because it's something that applies during the year. During the year, not on a fast day, there is such a thing as Mincha. A kohen could well have had something to drink before Mincha. So Mincha during the year we don't duchen, and therefore Mincha on a fast day we also don't duchen. However, Ne'ila de lesa b'chol yom, but Ne'ila doesn't apply. There isn't a Ne'ilah the rest of the time. There's only a Ne'ilah on a fast day. Only on Yom Kippur is there a Ne'ilah. So there's no reason to make a Gezerah. So that's why Ne'ilah is the only other time where it goes with Barabonim. So those are the different views. The first view is, we duchen for all four. The second view is, no, we only duchen for Shachris and Musaf. But we make a Gezerah for Mincha and Ne'ilah, because after midday, people could have had something to drink, and we don't want the Kohanim to duchen at that time. The third view is, Mincha we make a gezeira for, because that one could apply. But Ne'ilah is unique to a fast day, doesn't apply on other days, and there's no way to make a gezeira for Ne'ilah to other days. That's why we duchen the Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. That's the reason why. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, halocha k'Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the halocha is like Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir hold? All of them. So Rabbi Yehuda Omar Nagu on k'Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yochanan says the people's custom is like Rabbi Meir. It's not the halacha, it's the custom. Do you notice the difference? First one is halacha k'Rabbi Meir, the second one is nahagu k'Rabbi Meir, and the third one is minhag k'Rabbi Meir. Man domar halacha k'Rabbi Meir, what's the difference, explains the Gemara. If it says halacha k'Rabbi Meir, dashir and lot of firka, that means when you give a shir, when the Rav gives a shir, he says halacha k'Rabbi Meir, makes a statement. Man domar minche, midrash lo dashir and uruim urinim. The second one is minhag k'Rabbi Meir, means we don't publicly declare that, but if somebody asks us shayla, we'll say the way to do it is like Rabbi Meir. Umando managu or yelo marin and be ovid ovid below mahadrin and lay. And the one who says nagu means that if people do like Rabbi Meir, we don't reverse it. We don't paskin that way, but if people do it, we don't reverse it. So there are three different levels of psak, very important to understand. Not just for this thing, but just for psak in general. There is such a thing as a psak halacha, which means the Rabbanan will say it publicly because that's the halacha. The halacha is A, B, C. Clear. Then there's another thing. They will not say halacha A, B, C. They won't say it publicly. But if you come privately and say, what should I do? They'll paskin for you. And the third one is they won't even paskin for you. You do it yourself, they won't stop you. Three different levels, and we have to know that that's so with halacha, it's with minhagim, and it's certainly so even with hashkofa, with matters of philosophy and attitude. Sometimes the Gedolei Yisrael will say something publicly, sometimes they won't say it publicly, but they'll advise people privately, and sometimes they won't even advise people privately. If you do it, you do it, and they won't tell you to do anything differently. Rav Nachman Omar, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, and Rav Nachman said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Shachris and Musaf, never mincha, yeah. But on nearly yes. Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, that is the halacha. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara. Asks the Gemara, this is the part that's important to us. All of this up to now was background information for tonight's shiur. Now comes the shiur itself. Says the Gemara, the Ha'idna, in that case, nowadays, my time at Parsi Kraini Yadayah the Minchas of the Tiny, so why do we say Dukhaning and Elekena Belekena at Tiny's time on a fast day? If we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we should never say Elekena Belekena the same on a fast day Mincha, but we do. Where does that come from? Not only on Yom Kippur, but every fast we say in Eretz Yisrael the Kohen in Duchen, and with us we say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. And that's why we say Sim Shalom on a fast day, because we say Sim Shalom when there's Duchening for the Kohen. But the Machlokes of the Gaon says we say Sim Shalom when there's Kriyas HaTorah, and most people hold we say Sim Shalom when there's Duchening. Mm-hmm. So on a fast day there's Duchening. That's why we say Sim Shalom on the fast day Mincha. We don't say Shalom Rav. What about Shabbos afternoon? Well, that's a machlekes Dilma Gaon and the others. If the reason for Sim Shalom is Birkas Kohanim, then we should say Shalom Rav because there's no Sim Shalom on Shabbos afternoon. But according to the Vilna Gaon, the Sim Shalom is connected to Birkas Kohanim, not to Kriyas HaTorah, and Shabbos afternoon is the only time that there's Kriyas HaTorah and no Birkas Kohanim. So that's the only time that the Machlokes Vilna Gaon and the rest becomes relevant. So the Vilna Gaon says, even though there's no Birkas Kohanim, so this is Kriyas HaTorah, you say Sim Shalom. Most people paskin, I think Art Scroll paskins that way too, but you say Shalom Rav. Isn't that so? That because they paskin that Sim Shalom is a function of Duchening, not a function of Kriyas HaTorah, and on Shabbos afternoon is Kriyas HaTorah, but there's no Duchening. But on a fast day there is Duchening and Kriyas HaTorah, so everybody would agree that on a fast day we say Sim Shalom. Also, the Gemara of Halakas like Rabbi Yossi, if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that they made a Gezeira on Mincha on the fast days, no Birkas Kohanim. Why nowadays? What's changed? If we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, what's changed? Why do we now do that? Answers the Gemara, Kivan de besomach lishkiyas hachamoko parsi. Since they duchen very close to sunset on a fast day, because we daven mincha very late on a fast day, by the time you get to Chazoros HaShatz, it's just before the end of Chazoros HaShatz, so you finish the Tfilas Balachash, and you finish the mincha, and you finish Chazoros HaShatz, the end of Chazoros HaShatz, the crying get up for duchening, that's minutes before Shkia on a fast day. Kitfilas Ne'ila Damia. It's like Ne'ila. We give it the din of Ne'ila. That's a very strange thing. What difference does it make when you daven mincha? We just said mincha, we made a principle, we made a halacha. By mincha, there's no nesias kapayim. Why? A gezeira because of every day, and every day, why not? Because we're worried about drink. That's how it went. So finish mincha, there's no nesias kapayim, there's no duchening, fast days or any other days. There's a Gemara, but nowadays we do it. What's going on? Why do we do it? So the Gemara, interesting to note, the Gemara doesn't say, I don't know why we do it, we should stop doing it. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, we're doing it wrong. No, the way we do things is very strong. It's a very strong source of information, source of halacha. So the Gemara says, why is it that we do nesias kapayim on regular fast days? Answers the Gemara, there's a reason. The reason is because we daven mincha very late on regular days, and we have precedent for nesias kapayim for a very late davening. What's our precedent? Ne'ilah. That's what's got to do with ne'ilah. This is mincha, it's not ne'ilah. This is Tanis Esther. This is Tisha B'Av. This is Shiva Sabatanas, Asol Bateris. Where's Ne'ilah? Why are we duchening? This isn't like Ne'ilah. What does that mean? It says Rashi. The first thick line of Rashi, Kitfilas Ne'ilah Damia, Tehashto Lekel Lemigza Mishun Mincha Dechol Yoma. Because here we don't have to make a gezeira for Mincha like any other day. Nowadays, the way we daven Mincha on a fast day, where we leave it till very late in the afternoon, there's no reason to make a gezeira for other days. The mincha, so kiha lesser b'chol yoma, because a mincha like that doesn't exist on other days. Very strange language in Rashi. He doesn't say because it's different. He doesn't say because you won't come to make a mistake. He just says it's unique, not different. There's a difference between those words. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't use those words. And you're going to see the relevance of these words in Rashi in a moment. The Shulchan Aruch says about mincha, doing the Siyas Kapayim at Mincha. Ein the Siyas Kapayim, says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Kaftes. Ein the Siyas Kapayim Elo B'Shachris U'Mesufu V'Nila. But only time we do Nesias Kapayim. Only time we duchen is Shachris Musuf in the Ila. Who's the Shulchan Aruch paskening like? Like Rabbi Yossi. Begin Shiesh Bo Ne'ilah on days when he is Ne'ilah. Kamo Be Yom HaKippurim. Because it's normal for people to have had a drink by that time, and therefore the Kohanim shouldn't duchen. So we cancel duchen. The gozru the mincha shall tie this out to mincha sharia. And it's true that on fast days there's no chance of drinking, but they didn't want, the Chachamim didn't want to say this mincha yes and this mincha no. They just said mincha nothing. We make a gezeira for mincha so we don't come to make any mistakes. But a fast day where there isn't ne'ilah, since tfilas mincha is very close to sunset, it's like tfilas ne'ilah, and you won't come to mistake it for mincha and other days. You're not going to say, I was in shul the other day and they duchened at mincha time. You'll remember it was at a strange time. It was late. It was nearly dark outside when they duchened. It's like Yom Kippur. So the next day, you're not going to say, so today we're davening mincha at 1 o'clock. We're going to duchen as well. You'll notice the difference, says the Shulchan Aruch. So there's nesias kapayim. Notice the Shulchan Aruch uses the words, ba'eno mischalefes b'mincha shel sha'ar yomim. The reason we allow duchening on a false day mincha is because you won't come to make a mistake. That's not what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Because mishum de mincha b'chol yom, de mincha se kiha, because a mincha like this, lesser b'chol yom, there's no such thing any other day. What is Rashi implying? Different from the Shulchan Aruch.
Are
beautiful. Oh, that's fantastic. And there I thought you were just a physician. And there you are. And you're a Talmud Chacham in the background there. Dr. Hyman says the implication in Rashi is this is a different quality of mincha. It's a different davening. There's shachris, there's mincha, there's mairiv, and there's fast day mincha. Different kind of mincha. Mincha so kiho lesa b'chol yoma. There is no such thing as this mincha, says Rashi. That's very different from what the Shulchan Aruch says. And I would say that we find a Rambam to support Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch does not support Rashi, so the Shulchan Aruch is getting a different view. The question is, does anybody else support Rashi? I would say the Rambam does, because the Rambam says the following. Listen to the Rambam's lashon, the wording of the Rambam. The time for the big period for mincha is from 6.5 hours after sunrise to 9.5 hours after sunrise. So let us assume sunrise is 6 and sunset is 6, because when we talk about hours in the Gemara, we're talking about a twelfth of the day. So let us assume sunrise is 6 a.m., sunset is 6 p.m., and an hour is an hour. So that means mincha can start davening at 12:30, half an hour after noon. until 3:30. That's the time for Mincha Gedolah. Uzman Mincha Ketano, and the time for what we call Mincha Ketano, Miteisha Shoyes Umechzo, from 9.5 hours, that's from 3:30, Ad Shi Yishoyer Menayoyim Shor Revia, until an hour and a quarter before sunset. That's called Plaga Mincha. That's called a half of the Mincha time, because Mincha time is 2.5 hours to sunset, is when it's called the Mincha time. And a half of Plaga Mincha is half of that. That's 1.25 hours. So now till what time can you daven Mincha? In a 6 to 6 day? You can start, the time for Mincha Ketana starts at 3:30 and finishes at 4:45. That's the right time for Mincha. And you can daven till sunset. What does the Rambam say? Why doesn't the Rambam just say it starts at 3:30 and you can daven till sunset? Why does it say 3:30 to 4:45? And you can daven till sunset. Clearly, I would suggest the Rambam is indicating there are three kinds of mincha. There's mincha gedola, which is from 12:30 to 3:30, which is not the best time to daven. The only reason people daven at that time is because they want to eat. They don't want to eat before mincha. They want to have lunch, they want to daven mincha before, so they daven mincha then. But the right time to daven mincha is a little later. The reason is because mincha is for the korban tomid, in the afternoon korban tomid. Shachris is for the morning korban tomid, and mincha is for the afternoon korban tomid, which was the last korban of the day in the Beis HaMikdash, and they used to bring that after 3:30. So the right time to daven mincha is after 3:30. But you can't, the mincha gedola starts at 12:30. So in yeshiva we used to daven mincha at 12:30 or at 1. So they're after the shiur, before lunch, because they wanted us to daven mincha before lunch. But in some places they daven mincha ketana later on. But the Rambam is saying there's something additional to mincha ketana. There's a mincha after mincha ketana. There's another kind of time zone. There's 12:30 to 3:30, and then there's 3:30 to 4:45, and there are also times when you daven later than that. He doesn't amplify, that's all he says. But according to Rashi, that we might already be getting an insight from, based on Rashi, that there is such a thing as a mincha that follows the norms of Ne'ilah more than of mincha itself. That's what we're getting to. There's a concept of Ne'ilah which formally we only do in Yom Kippur. But I'm going to suggest to you tonight that there are times when we do an informal Ne'ilah. And that's what Rashi is talking about. Because that's what the Gemara says. The reason we do Nesias Kapayim on a fast day on Mincha is because Mincha is like Ne'ilah. And then Rashi says, and it's unlike any other Mincha. There's no other Mincha like it. On Yom Kippur, we do Ne'ilah. So Mincha is Mincha. On every day, we do Mincha early. So Mincha is Mincha. But on a fast day, we do Mincha just before sunset. At the same time, we do Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. When do we do Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur? Designed to end with sunset. We do it a bit later for various reasons, but that's not right. The correct thing is to finish Ne'ilah at sunset. We do it because people will get agitated if you finish Ne'ilah at sunset, and then you wait for Ma'ariv, and people will go home, and they won't be for a minyan for Ma'ariv, or they won't stay. So for political reasons, we delay Ne'ilah, the ending of Ne'ilah. But the right time to end Ne'ilah is sunset. And when do we finish Mincha on a fast day? Sunset. So we daven Mincha at Ne'ilah time. Now the Shulchan Aruch says it's just a timing thing. So we daven Mincha at Ne'ilah time, and therefore we're not going to confuse fast day Mincha with weekday Mincha. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's a different quality of Mincha. This is Ne'ilah Dike Mincha. It's a different kind of a Mincha. That is what I'm reading in Rashi. This is a Ne'ilah Dike Mincha. And we see from the Rambam that it's not at the time of Mincha. The time of Mincha ends at 4:45. So why are we davening Mincha at 5:45? Because this is Ne'ilah Dike Mincha. It's a different kind of Mincha. It's not just because we want to daven Mincha and Ma'ariv close. We want everybody to come to shul and daven Mincha and Ma'ariv together. That's not the reason, says Rashi, that we daven Mincha late on a fast day. We daven Mincha late on a fast day because we want our fast day Mincha to be Ne'ilah Dike Mincha. Now I'm going to ask you, where does it come from? Who gives us the right to create a new mincha? A Ne'ilah Dike Mincha. So I found a Yerushalmi. Look at this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is not so certain that mincha is because of the Korban Tomid and suggests various other reasons for the timing of mincha, but one of the things it does say, fourth Perek of Brochus, near the beginning of the fourth parak. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Hayom Ispalo, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina used to daven mincha when? In Dindume Chamo, with the last light of sun, just as the sun was about to set. That's what he used to daven every day. He didn't worry about mincha, there had to be mincha ten the time because of the Kol B'Tovid. He wasn't worried about the poetics of that. He made his mincha at the end of the day. Why? What was the reason? Shlomi tells us the reason. Kedei sheyehe olav meira shamayim kol hayin, so that he would have yira shamayim the entire day. And what, you're not allowed to have yira shamayim after mincha? Yira shamayim is only for mincha time? What's he worried about? There is a principle in psychology, we use it in facilitation and in the work that I do. It's a well-known principle that a process should have a beginning and an end. It's a concept in halakha too, it's a concept in the Torah. In Asian philosophy, it's a clear, I don't know if you've ever been to a meditation session or even sometimes an Asian massage, and they ring a little chime at the end. Have you ever seen that? Needs closure. It's finished. It's over. You get back into the world. So you kind of go into this different space, and at the end of it, there's a little chime, and it kind of brings you back into the world. It's very important when you transition in and out of spaces. Just as when you walk in and out of spaces, you need a door. Very, very important. The mezuzah on the door, the halachas that govern the door, you need demarcations to know, to feel that you've crossed boundaries. So in space we understand that. There are certain boundaries you don't cross. There are boundaries of privacy. There are boundaries of kedusha, places where Yisrael can't go, only a kohen can go. Places where a kohen can't go, only a kohen gadol can go. We've seen all of these halachas. When it comes to space, there are certain boundaries, and the boundaries have to be clearly demarcated, and you have to be very conscious when you walk in and out of these boundaries. So when you walk from outside through your door, there's a mezuzah, because you're crossing a boundary, and your psyche needs to change. You need to leave your work outside and walk into your house. The idea of the home office, or that I'm practicing it at the moment, is not ideal from this perspective. Such a thing as leaving that outside and walking into your home, and now you're in a different space. You leave your home, you're going to the office, you're moving into a different space. Doesn't mean your value system is changing, that's why there's a mezuzah. Same value system as you transition, but you're in a different space. Different principles, different ways of being, different personality styles, you're in a different space. You walk into a shul, you're in a beis haknesses, different halachas. You walk out of the shul, you've left the shul, you're in the street, different halachas. Wherever you go, there are different halachas, and those halachas are governed by boundaries. Time as well. There's a point, the sun goes down at Shabbos. The stars come out, Shabbos is over. Kiddush when Shabbos comes in, Havdalah when Shabbos goes out. There's a moment of opening, and there's a moment of closure. Very important. Shmoneh Esrei. Three steps forward when we start, three steps backwards when we finish. There's an opening, there's a closing. Very important that one doesn't, that one is intentional, that one doesn't slip and slide into processes. Yeah, you kind of wishy-washily find yourself here and find yourself there without consciousness, without being aware. There need to be choices. I'm moving into this place. I take the responsibility of acting in a way that is appropriate for this space, whether it's a space in place or a space in time, that I understand that. In relationships, I'm related to a particular individual. The start of it, the end of it. We pick up the telephone, we say, hello. We finish on the telephone, we say goodbye. Putting down the phone without saying goodbye is not just bad behavior, it's not just rude, it's a lack of closure. There's got to be an indication, a contractual agreement that the conversation is over, and now you move into another space. Very important. Mincha is closure. Where do we learn that from? From the Korban Tomid. The Korban Tomid of the afternoon was closure of the Beis HaMikdash. That's when the Avodah used to finish. All the day they started early in the morning with all sorts of korbanos, and on and on and on and on korbanos. The last thing was Korban Tomid of the afternoon. That was closure. When they brought the Korban Tomid, everybody knew no more korbanos. This is the last korban. It was closure. So we see the principle of mincha. It's not just that mincha is like Korban Tomid. There's a principle. Mincha is closure of avodah. Says Rabbi Yossi ben Chanino, what's my avodah during the day? My avodah during the day is not shachris. My avodah during the day is what? What is my avodah during the day? Yiras Shemayim. Serving Hashem. Yiras Shemayim is my avodah. I'm a Kohen. Mamlech is Kohenim. We're all Kohenim. We're not Kohenim with the type that work in the Beis HaMikdash. We work in a different Beis HaMikdash. We work in our homes. We work in the world. We work in our offices and our business. We're Kohenim. What is our avodah? What is our spiritual practice? Yiras Shemayim. When does Yiras Shemayim finish? That's the end of avodah. In the Beis HaMikdash, you did it a bit earlier because the korbanos used to finish earlier. But me, I'm a personal person. I'm in a different Beis HaMikdash. In my Beis HaMikdash, my korban tamid is at the very end of the day. Because until the last moment of the day, I'm busy with my avodah. What happens after mincha? The moment mincha time is finished, you can start ma'ariv. What is ma'ariv? The opening. The beginning of our day is not shachris. The beginning of our day is not when we wake up. The beginning of our day is ma'ariv. And that would lend a very different quality to our evenings if we understood that. We wouldn't be exhausted in the evenings and we would use our evenings different. The sun going down is the dawn of a new day. The next dawn, the next day, that's just the dawn of light. It's not the dawn of the day. The dawn of the day is the sun going down. And we see that in many areas of life. What is the dawn of Olam Habo? The world to come. When is the dawn of the world to come? It's death. We look at death and we say, oh, the end of a life. It's not. Death is the beginning of an Olam Habo. We look at the sunset and we say, the day is over. No, the day is just beginning. It's a completely different mindset that as Jews we're meant to have. As halakhic people, that's how we're meant to operate. We don't, because we're so secular. And we don't think that way. We don't live that way. We go through the actions of religious life, but we don't live a religious practice. Rabbi Yosef HaChanina knew what it was. My avodah ends at mincha time and starts again at ma'ariv time a few minutes later. I don't want a gap. I don't want there to be a time where there's no avodah. Because Yiras Shemayim is around the clock. I'm a Kohen that works around the clock. So I want to delay mincha until the end of my avodah, which is the end of the day. Mincha is the end of our day. We do mincha in the middle of the day. That's not its appropriate time. Now, that was Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. We don't paskin that way. We paskin the right time for mincha is earlier because of korban tamid. So do you see the two ways of looking at it? If mincha is an image for korban tamid, is it? How does the symbolism work? Do we say korban tamid was at 3:30, so mincha is at 3:30? Or do we say Korban Tomid was closure of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Mincha is the closure of my Avodah. Therefore, just as Korban Tomid was at 3:30, mine is at 4, and mine is at 5:45. Do you follow what I'm saying? There are two ways of looking at the parallelism. There are two ways of looking at the imagery. How do you make the reflection? What is being reflected? So we passed in Halacha, we say Mincha is parallel to the Korban Tomid. We daven mincha when they used to bring the korban tamid, so that we have our minds geared to that avodah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, the Yerushalmi seems to go that way. Says no, mincha is closure. So we're not bringing korbanos. Why are we doing it at 3:30? What closes at 3:30? The Beis HaMikdash used to close at 3:30, but nothing closes at 3:30 now. Things close at 6. So daven mincha at 5:45 is the way the Yerushalmi goes. There's one time we paskin like the Yerushalmi. When is that? Fast days. Why a fast day do we pass like the Yerushalmi? Because what's our avodah on a fast day? Well, Yerushalmi is every day. What's our avodah on a fast day? Not eating, fasting. When does that end? End of the day. So mincha is closure. We wouldn't. Why should we daven mincha before our unique avodah for that day ends? So even though normally we daven mincha a little bit earlier, on a fast day we delay mincha till late, so that it serves as closure. Now, if I'm right, well, we'll check this halakhically now. So now we've got really, we've got the Yerushalmi, and what I've done with the Yerushalmi is brought you a source for the idea that late mincha is a different quality of mincha. Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina used to use that different quality every day. We use that different quality on fast days. And that's why Rashi says the mincha of a fast day is like me'ila. What does me'ila mean? Closure. On Yom Kippur, we've got a special tefillah for closure. On fast days, we don't. So we make mincha is our me'ila. It's a different concept. Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina says, I want that every day. I want a me'ila every day. That's what I believe mincha is. Mincha should be every day. It should be a me'ila. So the Bavli doesn't hold that way, the Yerushalmi does. Be that as it may, but we see the idea that mincha is used as a closure tefillah on fast days for sure. On Yom Kippur, definitely not, because Ne'ilah is the closure on Yom Kippur. And a machloik is Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether it's closure every day of the week. Yerushalmi says yes, the Bavli says no. But we see there's now a source for the idea that I'm seeing in Rashi that fast day mincha is very unique. What would be the din now? And the Shulchan Aruch is different. The Shulchan Aruch says, that's got nothing to do with this. It's just whether you would confuse mincha of a fast day or not. It's mischalef, it's whether you would switch the one around, and that's on what they base the gezeirah. So now I want to look briefly at a question the Chazon Ish asks, so let's see if we can use the approach we've developed to answer it. Chazon Ish says, okay, they used to duchen on fast days because the fast day mincha was late. What happens, asked the Chazon Ish, if you daven mincha early on a fast day? What then? You daven mincha at one, as many people do. Now what do we do? Do we say, well, the halacha is fast days we duchen? Again, our question will be, do you say, l'kein l'kei v'sein l'chazor s'ashatz? So now you're a rabbi at a shul here in Los Angeles, and the Shliach Tzibur is, you daven mincha at one, you call the 1 o'clock mincha. The Shliach Tzibur is davening, and he looks at you right before Sib Sholim, and he wants to know whether to say Sib Sholim or not. Also, the same question, Sholim rather Sib Sholim. So you think, yeah, fast day we say it at mincha. It says in the art scrolls that on fast day we say it at mincha. But then you realize you don't pass them from an art scroll. There's a reason why we say it at mincha, why we do it at mincha. That's because our mincha is late. But we don't mean mincha early. What do we do? Ask the Chazon Ish. The Mogen Avraham paskens that you don't say there's no duchening, and therefore there's no lekein v'lekei v'sein, and therefore there's no sim sholom. There's sholom rav if you daven early. The special din of duchening doesn't apply on an early davening, says the Mogen Avraham in the name of the Ma'ariv. But the Chazon Ish is not sure about it. He leaves it as a doubt. I'm not sure. He leaves it open.
Would they still read the Torah?
Yeah, they read the Torah. It has nothing to do with this particular discussion. So now let's try and see if we can use our approach to resolve it. And what would we say? According to Rashi, what did Rashi say? What's the philosophy of it all? So Rashi says, based on this whole idea in the Yerushalmi, there is a unique quality to mincha on a fast day. What is the nature of that unique quality? It's a ne'ilah dikir mincha. And that's why there's duchni. Is a 1 o'clock mincha a ne'ilah dikir mincha? No. Therefore we wouldn't say. We wouldn't daven. We wouldn't duchen. So now what would come out is, the question of the Chazon Ish should depend on a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Rambam. Isn't that so? According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's got nothing to do with ne'ilah dikir mincha. It's not a special mincha. It's just an ordinary mincha at a late time. And because it's a late time, you won't mix up. That's how the Shulchan Aruch asks him. So the Shulchan Aruch should hold that if you daven mincha early, you still duchen, and that's why the Mogen Avraham brings on the Shulchan Aruch that you duchen, even if it's the Mogen Avraham brings if you daven early. No, he actually says that you don't. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Mogen Avraham. I don't have a Mogen Avraham with me here. Says you don't do him, but some want to learn from the Shulchan Aruch that you don't do him, and why don't you do him? Because it's early. What would we say based on the Shulchan Aruch? We would say it's as the Chazon Ish says, it remains unclear. Was the gezeirah made for all minchas, or was the gezeirah made for a mincha that is late? We wouldn't know. And generally we would say the gezeira was made generally. We don't mess around with the gezeira. When the halacha is made, we make it universal. They said mincha on a fast day, you say nesias kapayim, you duchen. We would say it doesn't matter what time you daven. Although the reason for introducing it is because mincha is typically late. Once they make it gezeira, it's fairly standard. And one would say probably that you would say it at all times, although the Magen Avraham says not so. But the Rambam is quite interesting, because when the Rambam says, when the Shulchan Aruch brings the din, interestingly, let's have a look at this to kind of wrap it up. When the Shulchan Aruch brings the din, he says, why do we say in the Siyas Kapayim, why do we duchen on Mincha? He says very clearly, because doyme litzfilas ne'ilo ve'eno mischalefes b'mincha shel sha'ar yomim. Since we daven late like ne'ila, it won't get changed by mistake. We won't confuse it with regular mincha. So he gives the reason. The Rambam says, v'afilu b'yom tainis, ein nosim kapein b'mincha, gzera minchas tainis, b'pnei minchas kol hayer. The Rambam says, a flat no, there's no mincha, no matter what, he doesn't give the reason over there. When he comes to the laws of Nesias Kapayim, in Perek Yudalad of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam simply says, on a fast day, you do not, there's no duchening on a fast day of mincha, gzeira minchas tainis, but nei minchas kol hayom. He just says, you don't do it. But then he says that is only with those fast days where there's ne'ila, like Yom Kippur. Aval tainis she'en bo ne'ila, like Tisha B'Av, hoy l'tfilas mincha shelem somech k'shkiyas hachama, harei nireis k'ne'ila, ve'eno mischalefes b'mincha shel kol hayom. I must withdraw the difference that I was trying to make between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch there is unclear in the wording. So leave that alone. Let's just stay with what we've said so far. That clearly in Rashi there is the concept of an idea of a unique mincha on fast days. The source of that idea, I'm suggesting, is the Yerushalmi, that says that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina used to daven mincha very late every day so that Yerushalmayim would be with him all the time, because he saw mincha as closure. We see mincha as closure in the Beis HaMikdash. For us, it's not closure. For us, mincha is just to remember that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Tomid was closure. However, on fast days, we daven mincha late, because on fast days, we do it like Ne'ilah. It is closure on fast days. Because on fast days, we have a special avodah that goes all the way through till the end of the day. And the last thing we do on the fast day is daven mincha. Mincha, and then the fast is over. That's the area of closure. So I would suggest that if we looked at the Chazon Ish's doubt, we would have to say, according to Rashi, who says that the reason that there is duchening on a fast day nowadays is because mincha on a fast day is a very unique mincha. That mincha is only unique if it's closure. So according to Rashi, I would say, if you don't daven mincha as closure on the fast day, you don't duchen. Because we're passing like Rabbi Yossi, you don't duchen on fast days. You don't duchen mincha on fast days. The only reason to duchen is because this is like ne'ilah. It's not a mincha. But if it's a ne'ilah, it has to be at ne'ilah time. So if you choose to daven mincha early on a fast day, you do not duchen, according to Rashi. Also Sin Sholeh. According to Rashi, that would be how we would come out. According to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam would support that. The Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear how, but whether the Shulchan Aruch learns it differently or the Shulchan Aruch learns it the same. It's not that clear. But according to Rashi, clearly the halacha should be that if you daven mincha early, you would not say b'chas kainim, you would not say elokeinu b'lekei avosenu, and therefore you would not say sim shalom, except according to the Vilna Gaon. According to the Vilna Gaon, you would, because now an early mincha on a fast day is like a Shabbos mincha. There is Kriyas HaTorah, but there's no Birkas Kohanim, according to what we're saying. So whether you say Sim Sholom or not would depend on the Machlokes Vilna Gaon and the others. The Vilna Gaon would say you say Sim Sholom, and the others would say you don't. But with that, we would certainly resolve the doubt of the Chazon Ish, we would resolve it the same as the Magen Avraham does, and say that if mincha is davened early, there is no Birkas Kohanim, and the reason is because of the concept of mincha as developed by Rashi. That's where we leave it. So now we can have some questions, if there are questions, and